Are you a starseed? Do you have a mission here on Earth? Do you sometimes struggle to fit in? You're in the right place. Join me and special guests as we share our personal stories as Galactic Ground Crew here on Becoming Iris.
Hey, welcome back everybody to Becoming Iris. Today I have a special guest coming from Scotland. Her name is Gabrielle McCallan, and she is, amongst other things, a mother of dragons. And Gabrielle assists people to reconnect with their divine knowing. She helps people remember the truth of who they are. So welcome to the show, Gabrielle. It's really good to have you here.
Hi, Iris. Thank you very much for having me today. It's a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for joining me. So I was introduced to Gabrielle through my friend Jenny Walker, and Jenny and I are hosting together a retreat in Scotland in June, and we're delighted to have Gabrielle as a guest facilitator. So we're going to be doing an activity, spending a day with Gabrielle at her property. So I would love for you to share, Gabrielle, just a little bit about who you are, what it is that you do, yeah, whatever you feel to share about that.
That was a good stuff. Thanks, Iris. Yeah, so I've been in Scotland for about 8 years now. I'm French originally, and I've just been falling in love with the country and deciding not to turn back. It's been quite a journey, the land really calling me to remember my origins at all levels. So it's been quite a healing journey. I've been really developing the dragon aspect of me back about 3 years ago. And that really started with connecting with the land, especially with the stone circles and the standing stones, the really ancient sites. And I just started to remember all those parts of me that I've forgotten. And I just started to come online and share my findings, share my wisdom that was coming through. And that's just how I started to build my online business. And on the side of this, with my husband, we were starting business around harvesting the birch water from the birch trees as a health drink and in the first place. So once a year, around March time, the sap is rising up in the trees for the trees to come back to life. And this is exactly at that time where you can tap the birch trees, a bit like maple trees, exactly the same process. And you would just harvest the sap and get all the good benefits from it. So I'm realizing I'm going all over the place here.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. So I'm interested to know, so you're obviously married to a Scottish man.
Yes.
So was that how you ended up in Scotland? Like, what first called you to the lands?
So the first, I was a chiropractor at the time. So I just came here for work. And that's where I met Rob, my husband, at that point. And we just quickly just had that really strong connection and decided to live together straight away. And we started our business just like a year after we met. So it's been a really really fast development for me at all levels, on relationship level, on family level as well. We got a son, and yeah, it's just been quite a ride, really.
Yeah, a lot. So you came to Scotland as a chiropractor, met your now husband, you started the business. So what was the connection with that land? Like, was he already on that land, or how did you come to be with the birch trees?
So my husband is a forester, so this is just the connection with the trees. And I was obviously into health, and we realized that nobody in the UK was harvesting birch water. And we thought it was really mad, because in Scotland there are birch trees literally everywhere. And we have really special trees here that are really ancient. Usually a birch tree lives about 100 years. But here they are like a lot older, up to 300, 400 years old, some of them. So there are those pockets of really ancient woodlands that are still remaining and that we strive to really maintain and regenerate as well. So So yeah, it's just been like a crazy thought at the time. Let's tap some birch trees. And we just started to sell it at farmers market. And then as the business grew, we took on some partners and decided to sell it as a whiskey mixer. So we kind of shifted a little bit the focus. And it's been quite a journey getting to that market. But now we're really going to starting to get some traction. So it's really great to see.
Beautiful. And I'm interested to know, you shared before we started recording that this location is the intersection of these powerful ley lines. And I'm interested to know, when you found the property, were you aware of that? Is that something that unfolded for you later? You just sold me where to go?
It's so funny how it went. It's just that we were actually looking for birch trees to tap. That's what we were doing. And we were always coming to the Hermitage, the really famous waterfall in Scotland. And every time we were passing the track, I was like, we need to go there one day. That something is calling me. So I was quite aware of energies and things like that, but I was really far from knowing all the dragon origin and all that part of me. Still, I was feeling that pull, that call. And one day, when the time was right, we went up the track, found those beautiful trees, really ancient, looking over the valley with a wonderful view. And we just were like, struck. We were really in awe with the beauty of the land and just started to manage to get permission to tap the birch trees there. And as the kind of relationship started to grow between the land and us, we realized that we really wanted to live there. So that's in progress, trying to like get permission to build a house on the site and everything. But the knowledge of the ley lines and what energy lies on that site really came after, when my memories of my dragon life came back in my body, in my consciousness, in my awareness. And it really struck me how it was all planned.
Yeah, you know, it was orchestrated.
Exactly. Lifetimes ago.
Yeah. So I would love you to share about that aspect, about what transpired, what were the events, like how did you come into this remembrance yourself? What was it that, was it a specific event or was it a series of things?
It's a series of things. It went gradually. It started with, so at the time I was having my little one and stopped working as a chiropractor, obviously to focus on the birch tree, the birch water business, and my little one. And I really felt the call to really bring my healing gifts into the world, but I just didn't know how. So I started to work with a spiritual coach at the time, and she helped me clearing my body so that I can claim my power. So at first it was more like a fire. I was claiming my fire and claiming dragons have always been around me, but they were always kind of outside of me as guides. So it took a while for my body to really like understand that actually I'm just connecting with dragons. I am a dragon. So that was the first. So the first step was a fire. And then the second step was really like becoming who I was. And with that started to come the remembrance of dragon language, which I channel through. It started with when I connected in with a stone circle in Loch Tee. So I was just by myself and just walked up the hill to go to the stone circle and felt really an ease and kind of like not quite right at that moment. And I just started to say some words that just came out of nowhere. And after that, the feeling of the place was just completely different. I just felt really, really peaceful and really grounded. And that's where my human kind of started to realize that actually I was the one that did this. Yeah. Because there was a moment where my mind was like, what are you talking about? That's not possible. It was like, no, that you did this. Like you said words and this happened. So that's where it really started to become interesting, because when I started to explore that part of me and just go online and live and just start to like talk that language and channel what was coming through, the feedback started to to tell my human, yes, this is happening. Like, this is you. This is what you're bringing. And as my confidence grew, and as I was clearing all sorts of energy from my ancestral lineage, from traumas from past lives, and all of this from my body, really shedding the layers and layers of conditioning, programming, that language started to come through songs and came really stronger. And with that, memories of the land, what I was doing on the land, how I, just before the Great Separation, how I implemented a well of power so that when the time was right, I would be able to open that well and reinfuse the ley line with the dragon energy and really awaken the earth to her ancient power, to her ancient wisdom. So yeah, it's been a lot of support, a lot of people supporting me through that journey. I didn't do that all by myself, though there needs to be a big piece of you owning your truth and you owning your guidance, your own guidance, because what we are bringing here now is like nothing we brought before. It's completely new. It's completely different. We are bringing codes from ancient civilization, from ancient past lives, but we are bringing it in a very different way. And the purpose of the work I do is to really, really help the human to shed all those energies that, you know, have been accumulated for so long, for eons, so that the person that works with me really can own her truth, own her gifts, own who she is, and really trust 100% what's coming through her. Because there will be no books out there that will tell you what you do and how to do it, because it's new.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's quite a journey to get to that point.
So what I would love you to share is, you know, so for people that are listening to this podcast, and maybe for them, they're like, okay, so how does that actually work? So for example, you're in a human form and you're saying that you have this dragon self. So is it something that you perceive? Is it like, can you explain more about how that actually works in a practical sense? What's actually transpiring for you?
Of course. So always what I notice is it always starts with the dragon showing up, whether it's like in meditations, out there. Well, plus we're in the year of the dragon, so it's really potent right now. Like the dragons are really asking people from dragon lineage to wake up. So it usually starts like this, outside of yourself. Or you might feel, because of the journey you've already been on, you already feel that there is parts of you that are kind of dragony kind of thing. But it always starts kind of like outside of you when you are ready. The dragons call you only when you are ready. And it's really that process really starts to they guide you gently but powerfully to your truth. So you start meeting the people that can help you stepping into your power, stepping into your fire, remembering your solar origin, and really start bringing that dragon codes into your body so that the body, the human part of us, accept the fact that there is a dragon in there. And usually the clients I work with, it's every time it's kind of start like, I'm not quite sure, I feel this, I play with dragons a lot, but I don't know if I'm one, whatever. And then as we walk through the journey, through the shading of the layers and really anchor that fire and awaken those ancient codes, then it just becomes a no-brainer. It's like, okay, right, I am the dragon too. So they're, dragons always strive for creation. So the purpose right now on Earth is to bring the divine creation on Earth. It's really like bringing the full spectrum of who we are into that human body. So it's no small task, but we've been preparing for it for so long. Now it's just a matter of clearing those kind of conditioning so that we can bring that all the way. And that's why it's different. That's why it's something that is completely new, because we do it in a way that is really grounded, really, really anchored it's not easy world, it's really here. And the human consciousness has grown so much through that whole period that now the human body is able to handle it. It's able to channel it in the full force. And it will keep going, keep growing, and keep channeling more and more as we go through those crazy energies that we are bombarded with every single day, almost, it feels like just now.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have really heavily supported at all fronts so that we can really bring all this through.
Yeah. So something. With your property, so you've got this amazing birch, these ancient birch forests on the intersection of a dragon line and another ley line. So what does that actually mean? Like, can you share a little bit about the dragon lines? Like, when people hear about dragon ley lines and things like that, what does that mean?
So pretty much all ley lines are kind of dragon. There is a polarity happening with a female line and a male line that kind of cross together like this, like the DNA helix. And then we talk about line because we like straight things. But really, it follows the, if you look at a landscape, it's not going to be a line as such. It's going to be like, okay, there's a mountain here, so there's a river there. It's really curvy and it's really natural, organic and everything. So there's a big one called the Belinus ley line that crosses the whole UK. So from the top north of Scotland in Inverness, if I remember, Faroe Islands, and then it comes down all the way down through all the sacred sites through the UK. And then there's another one that comes from Staffa, which is a tiny island next to Iona, which is a really popular sacred island in Scotland, really ancient too, that crosses Scotland like this on the horizontal plane, a bit inclined like that. So right at that point, you have where I live, which is the Hermitage, the big waterfall, and the land I'm on. So when you connect to those telluric lines, which people were doing before, they knew about it because that's why they built all the stone circles and all the standing stones and all of that. You were able to tap directly into Gaia's power, and your body becomes basically a bridge between the cosmic energies and the earth, but even more so on those sites. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like being able to connect to Gaia's networks into the grid, into the organic grid, not the artificial one, and really come and awaken all this knowledge that is stored here, because nothing is forgotten, everything is stored somewhere. So being able to be physically on those sites really helps with the awakening process. And Scotland being such an ancient land, really ancient, it really goes back, it really helps the body to really connect with those ancient codes that we want to bring in.
Mm-hmm. I know when I visited Scotland last year and I went to the Hermitage, and I actually just burst out crying as soon as I was at the little cave. Yes. I saw that and immediately cried. And also when I went to Rosslyn Chapel, which I know is on the Rose Line, when I walked in there, I cried. It's like the energy, like you said, it did something in my body that just had me, because I will tend to move with you. When energy comes in, it tends to come out through me as emotion. That's how I express it. Yes. But it was like it was overwhelming. The whatever was coming in was overwhelming me so much that I had to cry. So I actually felt that. I didn't know your property was near the Hermitage, but that's making me even more excited to visit there, because I know that land is very, the energy is palpable there.
Yes, it is. But it's a crying. It's completely natural. Can you imagine? It's like your body finally reconnects, like fully allows the soul to come in and allows that remembrance to happen. It's almost like a relief. Because the human is realizing that it's never been alone and it's been created to that purpose, to be that focal point for spirit to really live through in that human world, in that, not 3D anymore very much, but
yeah,
you know what I mean, that material world. There you go. I was trying to find the words.
So how do you find, obviously, there's the marrying of the worlds, because there's all of these things that are going on, and then there's like the practicalities of day to day. How do you find that you move in the world with this knowingness, with this embodiment of your dragon self and your human self? How does that work for you? I'm sure that there's a lot of different answers you could give, but I'm just interested to know, because that seems like a big task to move in the 3D and that's sort of like, if you want to call it like the matrix, and then have this dragon self. How do you navigate that?
So at the beginning, it was really difficult because there was my dragon self over there doing those things. And then there was the human self that was doing the business and all of that. So it's like there were two worlds, but they were not together. And that's where embodiment is really important, because you can bring all your essence at anything you're doing. But that's where it takes the work and the practice and the embodiment piece. So at the beginning, it was pretty much I was having my spiritual life and I was having my corporate life kind of thing. But when you manage to bring everything together, though I'm not obviously going on social media and my business and talking about dragon stuff and all that things, but you're not talking to everybody about what you're doing, especially, but you're able to bring the energy through all the time. Therefore, it actually helps your life flourish. It actually helps with meeting the right people at the right time, having amazing opportunities, having abundance coming your way, having this ability to create things that just have a life of their own. It's like, I'm just trying to find an image here. It's almost like you're bringing something to life, you're creating something, and you know that what you're bringing is aligned with your soul plan. Your soul didn't come here in your human form to not be here, right? For example, Bird Country, though it's like a really corporate kind of business, it helps the world knowing about birch water. And birch water, the birch sap from the ancient trees of Scotland, on that site especially, holds codes that help humanity heal. Yeah. When you don't know about that, it's really hard to put the things together. But actually, when you really start to dive into your knowledge and your guidance and everything, you realize that actually what you're doing over there was always meant to be, because it's another kind of vehicle to reach people. So it's like dragon codes, ancient birch trees that channel the ancient ley line codes and all of that are infused into the water and are going out into the world. And the best way that the spirit of the birch kind of thing wanted it to happen was through whiskey mixer. You're like, okay, right. That sounds a bit far-stretched, but actually when you think about it, it's going to touch the people that have maybe problem with alcoholism, or maybe people that are in a certain sphere or a certain wealth sphere that it would not have touched otherwise. So yeah. It's like bringing those codes as wide as possible through into the world through another mean. So it's like I'm not controlling how it's supposed to happen. I'm not here like saying, okay, that needs to go through a retreat and I need to do this and I need to do that. No, it happened organically, and it's afterwards and with hindsight that you realize, oh, hang on, okay, the birch water, like it's always been planned that way, that the tree wanted to like distribute the medicine, the codes that way. And yeah, it's just beautiful. When those pieces come together, you're just in awe Yeah, there's no other words for it.
It's the divine plan. I love that, because it just feels so, I feel like the word is grounded. It's like meeting people where they're at, this energy, this coding, it's coming out in different ways to meet different people in different settings that wouldn't receive it in maybe like a woo context of like, exactly. That's not really accessible to them, but coming in as like a whiskey mix, it is. So I get it. And that's perfect. I love that. And I love everything. I've been following along with your Birkentry account, and I love seeing all of the little videos, the trees and the tapping. And yeah, it's just It's really, you can feel the energy even in the videos. It's like you can see the light codes around the trees. And yeah, I love it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Trees are amazing.
So is there anything else that you feel that you would like to share? Anything that, obviously we're moving and the day now we're recording it, it's the day of the lunar eclipse and we're in this powerful portal. But is there anything at this time that my podcast is really like my audience, I feel, is people who are on their spiritual journey, their awakening to their gifts, to their truth. They're ready on the remembrance journey, let's say. So is there any advice that you would have for people that are going through this process or anything that you just feel to share at the moment?
Yes. So what's happening right now in the last few months has all been around actually the anchor and the rise of the masculine. People talk a lot about the feminine everywhere, but actually it's about the full union of the two. And the last few months have been like pretty much focused on the masculine, aka bringing everything here in the human practical things. It could be financials, it could be like structures, it could be projects, it could like, but it's really like the energy is really pushing us to bring, now that the feminine has awakened and kind of started to bloom, she needs the masculine to rise up to be able to go further, if that makes sense. And the work recently, especially since January, even more, has been about really bringing that sovereignty back into the masculine and really having the human body trusting that masculine, really clearing all the distortions about masculinity and support and finances and all those aspects that are really practical in our human life. And actually, distortion was for the human self, was looking like, I'm trying to find my words here. So as humans, there have been a lot of destruction the past eons, right? So the human is programmed in a way that says, okay, do not bring the full thing in because we're going to destroy it somehow. Like there is this fear of the creation power, the manifestation power itself, from our human body point of view. So that's the masculine aspect, the wounding that says like, if I bring the power through, I'm going to destroy something. I'm going to mess it up. Something is going to happen that we're just going to destroy life as we know it or whatever. So it's really bringing that masculine peace back into peace. Stop fighting the masculine, stop nurturing the masculine, doesn't need nurtured, but really bring that sovereignty back in and the body trusting that masculine part of ourselves again, because of all the distortions of what happened, the religious, like all the distortions of the masculine really comes back to that point of like, you went away eons ago, like something happened and you abandoned me. The human is like, you abandoned me. And I've been stuck in here in the darkness. And why would I trust you again? Like, why? Like, what you're doing? Why are you coming back? Kind of thing. So there was this big wounding clearing away the past few weeks. And it could have been a different manifesting in different ways for each individual. But really what we want here is to retrust our ability to be incarnated in a human form, to be able to create our desires without fears of something bad happening. And when that masculine piece is really going to be solid, anchored and anchored in the body, then that's really where the feminine is really going to be able to come through and bring the creation down. We're still at that process this year where we're anchoring the structure, the new structure, and the next 3 years are going to be really interesting because it's really where we're going to bring the full creation back into life. So I can't wait to see that. There are lots of things that are going to change.
It's an exciting time to be alive, I feel. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
So if people are interested in getting in contact with you, Gabrielle, they can do that through your website. So I'm going to put the link for that below. But do you want to just share a little bit about some of the offerings that people can do with you, like the sessions, like what are the things that you offer at the moment?
Yeah, of course. So at the moment, I'm expecting. So baby is due really soon, in a month or so. So I'm not doing, at the present moment, long-term containers, though you can check them out on the website. It's no problem. But I can do one-off sessions or pack of three sessions up until baby is here.
We were just talking about the fact that you're having a little dragon. So I absolutely love that you're not only the mother of dragons, but you're also having a little baby dragon as well.
Yes. Yes. So mother of dragons basically came through when I remembered that the bigger sun consciousness of the mother of creation herself. So really connecting back to the solar sun identity, the sun as in multiversal sun, the really central sun, not the sun here, obviously. So it's really funny that she's going to be born on a dragon year.
It's perfect. It's really perfect. Well, thank you for joining me. And I'm very excited to be meeting you in person in Scotland and for our amazing adventure together. And I know that the other people that are coming are looking forward to it as well. So it's going to be amazing. And all the best with your baby, with the birth, with everything. Yeah, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to click subscribe to be notified of new episodes as they're released. And if you would like to show your support for the podcast, please leave a review of what you've enjoyed, and any donations are also much appreciated. You can follow me on Instagram at Becoming Iris Podcast and stay up to date with all of my offerings, including one-on-one sessions, courses, and retreats. I hope you'll join me next time on Becoming Iris for more Starseed Stories.